Walter shared with me, as he shared with many others, that this vote that he took was the biggest regret of his time in public service. He shared how when he attended a funeral at Camp Lejeune for a 31-year-old Marine who was killed in Iraq in March of 2003 while evacuating wounded troops, everything changed for Walter. Because he sat there and he heard this Marine's widow in front of their three children read the final letter that this Marine sergeant sent home. And he saw those three kids, knowing that they would never see their father again. This impacted him so deeply, and maybe for the first time caused him to realize the cost of war and who pays the price. So Walter started writing, and he wrote over 12,000 letters to families who lost their loved ones in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and shared how he begged God to forgive him for his mistake. He memorialized those who died from North Carolina's Camp Lejeune, as you see here, with photos that he displayed for all to see before they could come inside his office here in Washington. He became a leading voice, not just in his party, but in Congress, pushing for additional oversight over matters of war and peace. He called for ending illegal regime change wars that put our troops' lives on the line, leaving their families behind. And he pointed out that our taxpayer dollars should not be used to be the policeman of the world. Walter and I didn't agree on many things, but we also found many opportunities to work together on things that we strongly believed in. We co-sponsored and co-led the No More Presidential Wars Act, which rightly put the responsibility back in Congress's hand to declare war as the Constitution provides. He co-sponsored my bill, the Stop Arming Terrorists Act, to make sure that taxpayer dollars are not being used to directly and indirectly fund terrorist groups, as we have seen done in both Syria and Yemen. We co-sponsored the Weekend Voting Act to strengthen voting rights. We worked together to strengthen civil liberties and privacy, upholding our Fourth Amendment rights.